I'm Courtney Martin, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. When wandering through the African Art Gallery at the David Owsley Museum of Art, you can see the fearsome fire spitter mask. This tribal composite sculpture is made of wood, baboon skin, feathers, and quills. It is typically worn on top of the head during rituals. Wide open wooden jaws and a jutting snout represent a hyena and crocodile hybrid. Warthog and antelope features appear in the carved tusks and graceful antlers atop the mask. The gaping mouth of the mask extends above and in front of the wearer's face. The term fire spitter describes the burning embers and kindling stuff between the teeth of the mask during ceremonies. The Senufo culture believes that the symbolic representation of animals such as these helps harness their powers in a mythical animalistic creature known as Kapanyuko. This formidable beast protects the Poro community from soul stealers and sorcerers. Fire spitter masks are used in funeral services of the Senufo people of the Ivory Coast. They are also used periodically in anti-witchcraft dances, thus ensuring a period of safety and spiritual tranquility within the community. This mask was created by an unknown Senufo craftsman in the late 20th century.
We'd like to thank Ball State student Heidi Noenman for her research. Find more information and listen to past moments online at indianapublicradio.org/Owsley Moment. And to learn more about the David Owsley Museum of Art, visit bsu.edu/DOMA.